We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:46 here on a Tuesday morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Coronavirus cases spiking in several states, now 3 million confirmed cases nationwide.
Two.
Kansas COVID-19 cases nearing 17,000 and nearly 1,600 cases in Sedgwick County with 28 deaths.
One.
Kansas Governor Kelly says new COVID-19 clusters show up in restaurants and bars, not barbershops and nail salons. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning out in traffic, we've got the traffic volumes picking up out there. Not seeing any big slowdowns, but we do have a traffic accident now. This traffic accident northbound I-235, right around 25th Street North. So watch out from Zoo Boulevard up to 25th. We've got a traffic accident reported there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 93 degrees. Yesterday's high, Monday's high, was also 93. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny and hot. High tomorrow, 95. Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour and 71 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week, with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted. A new start to a trading week kicked off in the green Monday.
A tech-fueled rally pushing the NASDAQ to another all-time high, thanks to record gains from Apple, Microsoft, Netflix, and Amazon. The Dow and the S&P both ending the day up more than 1.5%. Investors were looking beyond the weekend's rise in virus cases and focusing instead on the positives. A stronger-than-expected read on the health of the service sector suggests that the economy is in recovery mode. And a sign of a strong economy? Mergers. Berkshire Hathaway snapping up Dominion Energy's natural gas business and outstanding debt for $10 billion, while Uber is buying Postmates for just over $2.5 billion. The takeover will help give Uber Eats an edge over rival DoorDash. In New York, I'm Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
Billionaire West Virginia Governor Jim Justice's family businesses received at least $11.1 million from a federal rescue package meant to keep small businesses afloat during the coronavirus pandemic. According to data released by the Treasury Department Monday, at least six Justice family entities received the Paycheck Protection Program loans, including the governor's lavish resort, the Greenbrier, as well as the Greenbrier Sporting Club, an exclusive members-only club linked to the resort. How good that we were able to help him out, right? Justice, a Republican, considered to be West Virginia's richest man through ownership of dozens of coal and agricultural businesses, many of which have been sued for unpaid debts. So, there you go. Someday, somebody will have to pay off all the PPP money. It'll probably be guys like Ted and me and Jad who can't afford it. But Governor Jim Justice in West Virginia is going to be okay.
I'm glad he's getting.
Yeah. I'll just send him a little, you know, a little telegram or an email and say, hey, Governor, thank goodness your family's doing well. Well, there you go.
Well, we'll see how the West Virginia voting public feels about that.
Well, they may think he's just a heck of a guy for, you know, for all the things he's done for his state. But seems kind of weird, doesn't it, to always give money to wealthy people, it seems.
The haves and the have-nots, baby.
That's it. We know where we are. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Younger investors seek advice and guidance in investing. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Do you sometimes dread purchasing a new smartphone because of the hours it might take you to learn how to use it? Well, my kids aren't like that. I still have them take first control of a new device to get it set up for me to use. Well, it goes to follow that subsequent generations to the baby boomers want to take care of business electronically. When it comes to investing, they don't immediately seek financial guidance from the bricks and mortar planner and investment advisor, but that's changing. Northwestern Mutual conducted a survey of young investors. It shows that the COVID pandemic is driving more younger investors away from self-service, robo-investment advice, to face-to-face investment advisors. Well, the latest in the ongoing survey, conducted from the end of April to May 1st, included about 2,000 respondents. Nearly 20% of Gen Xers, 22% of Millennials, and 22% of Gen Zers say that they are now looking for a financial advisor. Before this pandemic, they were getting along without one. We're focusing more on personal finance. More Americans want to get their personal finance houses in order, according to that same Northwestern survey. When considering all adults, about 15% said they've developed a personal financial plan after not having one before this COVID entered our lives. On a 10-point scale on how they feel about their financial security, the average is 6.1, down from 6.7 just before the pandemic hit. Well, some of the other findings in the survey, about 10% have used retirement savings before they expected to. 14% have borrowed from family or friends. 8% have sold investments to raise money. 8% have applied for a loan from a financial institution. And 25% have dipped into emergency funds. Well, that's what they're for. My conclusion, a financial plan helps us feel more secure. So what's stopping you? And, of course, if you have any questions or want some guidance on that, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Thanks, Don. You know, Ted, one of the things that I've been humbly grateful for during this pandemic, and probably if you have too, I'm speaking for you, but I shouldn't, but I got a job, got a paycheck.
Every day.
And there are people out there who just don't.
No, there are a lot of people that are struggling.
They're struggling. They've been hammered by this thing. And people have lost their work, lost their jobs. Some businesses going under. Sooner we can get over it, the better. That pressure is there, especially with our elected officials. When they try to mandate masks and so forth, they understand it's going to be tough on people business-wise. But in the long run, it should help them. We hope it does. We get the pandemic over, try to get people back to normal. So patience and the unknown. We're in the pandemic, still in it. This is National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. You know there's a day for everything. This
seems,
is a benefit,
oddly specific.
Family bonding between fathers and daughters, as well as the benefits of physical activity. Memories are made during your time together. We'll stay with you forever.
Yeah, go take a walk. It's 95 degrees out.
You'll have some memories.
Beautiful.
How bad the old man can sweat on a day like this. Actually, I never was. My daughter and I never did go for walks together.
Yeah, you're promoting this day. Are you and Stacy going to go take a walk today?
We do now and then. She's a grown up. We'd grab the kids and her kids and the dogs and take off around the lake out there by her house and go over for a little walk there. Yeah, it's a good deal. It's good for your health, and you can't help but have a conversation of some kind. So, National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day.
There you go.
Steve and Ted here, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, top of the hour. We've got the top of the hour news, and we're going to tell you about a big spike in COVID-19 cases in several states. That story, more news coming up at 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.